Not so full disclosure. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. But will you look at this? I'm sure this will shock you. It came out this week that Iran has 460 pounds of low-enriched uranium, which it didn't disclose before. It was discovered by UN inspectors conducting their once-a-year inspection of Iran's nuclear materials. Iran gets a nuclear inspection once a year, whether it needs one or not. The uranium isn't bomb-grade yet, but it means that Iran has enough to make a bomb should it ever get tired of producing electricity. This is what happens when you don't check. Oh, but it's not just Iran that's managed to escape close scrutiny. Some of our own people have been hiding things, too. This week, the U.S. government sued Swiss banking giant UBS to disclose the owners of undeclared bank accounts, bank accounts that Americans have been using as a way to hide income and therefore not pay income taxes. Now, we can debate whether the government has any business taxing our incomes, but most of us agree, I think, that if we have to pay income tax, everybody should have to pay income tax. Either that or secret Swiss bank accounts should be made legal so that all of us can evade taxes. There are about 52,000 of these undeclared accounts totaling $14.8 billion. But that's not the news here. $14.8 billion wouldn't even bail out an auto company. The news is the rest of the iceberg. If this lawsuit works, it would stop an epidemic of tax evasion estimated at $100 billion a year. If that's true, you know what that means? If people just paid the taxes they owed just for the next 10 years, you could pay for the bailout without borrowing a penny. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.